Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Jollis is with us. Rob's a longtime friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back now 12, coming up on, in a couple of months, we'll celebrate his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's an author extraordinaire. His book, Customer-Centered Selling, is the story that legends are made of, and one of the best things I've ever seen on selling. And he's here to talk to us about how we can get better at being professionals in the marketplace. Rob Jollis, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. Rob and I share one thing we share for sure is we're both former employees of Xerox, and so we have the Xeroid tattoo on us somewhere, some scar or marker or something. But mostly good stuff, mostly good things that I remember from my tenure with Xerox. Rob, I said something recently. In fact, it was a component of my recent column about planning for success. You know, let's plan for success. I told one of the things I wrote was whatever you think you're going to do this year, build a financial projection showing a 10% growth on top of that, and see what that looks like in that projection. And think about 2012 in terms of success. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Let's take it even a step further, though. Let's if we're going to prepare for it, let's talk about what happens when somebody walks up and congratulates us for it.
You mean when we actually pull it off?
When we actually pull it off, what do we do? You know, you were very gracious and talk about, you know, a couple of my books that have done well. I can't tell you how many times, foolishly, I had people come up, say things like you, even in a radio show. And you know what my instinct was when they said, this is a great book, what do you think, Rob? Immediately the instinct would be, oh, well, I wish I'd put this in there.
Oh, shucks.
It really wasn't my best, Jim, but I tried as hard as I could.
Right.
And how do you think that makes the person who just complimented
mm-hmm.
you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, you
that's
know,
the instinct, Jim.
Well, you know, whenever I pay ladies a compliment, sometimes they'll act like that, and I'll say, excuse me, you're supposed to say, thank you, kind sir. You know, they'll say something
yeah.
like, oh, this old rag, or, you know, or, oh, I need new, and my hair, oh, my, are you kidding me, my hair? And I say, hey, say thank you, kind sir.
Did you know that I teach companies how to, when I'm teaching a sales process, I actually work with management, and I teach them how to actually coach it. And one of the first coaching principles is, if I'm going to sit down with Jim Blasingame and I'm going to go over whatever I'm coaching, let's say his radio performance, well, the first thing I'm going to do is always start with Jim and let him ask me what he thought. And Jim, if I actually phrase it that way, what did you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know that 100 out of 100 times, the response will be, ah, I can't believe I was late on the
right.
commercial. Ah, I
yeah.
can't. It'll always go negative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that?
Well, I think it comes back, for me, it comes back to the critiquing that you and I learned how to do about the self-analysis that we learned. And you begin, of course, well, for one thing, you remember the things that were not so good because they tinged you, they twinged you a little bit more. But I would probably eventually get around to talking about how great I am.
You're an unusual person. You might fall off that 100 out of 100 chart. But I agree with you. I think that it may even be as far back as school that somebody taught us, you know, don't you trumpet yourself. I think that some people are superstitious. I think some people are afraid that it may come off as arrogant. But I had a father-in-law, Jim, and I struggled with this after giving keynotes and seminars. People would come up and congratulate me,
mm-hmm.
and my instinct was immediately go, well, I was a little late on that one slide, or, you know, the mic cut out
mm-hmm.
3/4 of the way through. And my father-in-law told me this. He said, listen, Rob, he said, if somebody had the courage to get out of their seat, wait in line, come up to you, believe me, probably anxious, extend their hand and congratulate you, why would you want to disrespect that by immediately telling them how you're not worthy. Yeah. The nicest thing you can do is say, that means a great deal to me. I can't thank you enough for that compliment, and I'm always going to do the very best I can. Something you feel good about, but I think it's a line we have to practice.
I think you're right. Well, I'll tell you something I do. Whenever people come up to me, after I give a keynote or something like that, and they pay me a compliment, I say, thank you so much. I hope you could tell I enjoyed doing it. But would you say that to that person over there? And I point to the person who hired me. And I actually do. I really do. I'll do this every time. I'll say, thank you so much. But would you also go over there and tell that person what you just told me? And guess what they do? They go over and they do it.
That's funny.
If you're an employee, if somebody gives you a compliment, I think you should say, you know, I appreciate you saying that. If you get a chance, tell my boss. And they'll get a chuckle, but they might do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think that we have to, you know, as we prepare for this year of success and promise, we have to really give some thought of how we handle that success and promise. And that means you're not arrogant and you're not tempting fate by thanking somebody sincerely for a compliment as to the business that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, I think you're right, but we're all like that. And like I said, you know how the ladies know how they are. You know, you pay them a compliment, and oftentimes they'll demur. But also, if you think about it, when you were in the third grade and you were in the spelling bee, and you spell the word right, all they did was say, okay, next word.
That's right.
Right, next word, and you only got a real response when you missed it because you had to go sit down.
Right. And yes. I also think in third grade, if somebody said, boy, you did great, and you look at them and said, yeah, I was great, wasn't I? You'd be told to go sit in the corner.
That's exactly right.
That's the wrong answer.
Well your parents, they part of their job is to teach you humility, right? They want you to have some humility, and otherwise they can't live with you. And so, that's all part of it, too. But I think you're right. I think we do need to learn how to have the humility our parents were so proud of us, wanted to be proud of us for, but at the same time, accept congratulations, recognition, praise in a way that serves their what they did, but also doesn't make us look like we're egomaniacs.
Yeah, and can I just say something to anybody who's listening? If you're nodding along and agreeing with us, rather than say, okay, that makes sense, put your hands on the keyboard or get out a piece of paper and a pen and actually write out and wordsmith the response to somebody complimenting you, because I can promise you this, it's not as easy as it sounds, but mm-hmm. once you sort of fiddle with the words, look at it, get comfortable, it'll come out as a very tight, articulate, well-phrased statement, and that's what you're looking for.
Hold on to that thought. We come back, I'm going to see if we can't turn the tables on this a little bit with our good friend Rob Jollis. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.